In Northwest News on KPLU, lawmakers in Olympia have begun laying the groundwork for better geological hazard mapping statewide in the wake of the deadly Oso landslide last March. More from KPLU environment reporter Bellamy Palethorpe.
Information is an important resource when it comes to preparing for potential hazards such as landslides or earthquakes, says Sandra Kaiser with the State Department of Natural Resources.
But right now, there's no central entity in the state of Washington that collects, analyzes, stores, and makes available detailed LIDAR for analysis of geological hazards.
LIDAR uses lasers and aerial photography to create the best maps possible, and some counties have already used it in high-risk areas. But it's in bits and pieces. Legislation now headed for committee would create a central database administered by DNR where home buyers or government planners could see if hazards exist. The department has requested about $6.5 million to identify and inventory potential danger areas. This would pay for 14 new positions, as well as data analysis and outreach, and it would assist local jurisdictions and get the word out to the public on how to use the new database. Bellamy Palethorpe, KPLU News.